you know, you can read as much as you like about war and how stupid and wasteful it is, but you never really get the idea, get the real message till you do like I did maybe, and you walk through some military cemeteries, especially from the First World War. You know, all these thousands of tombstones, it's just incredible. And when you see the ages of the soldiers chiseled into their gravestone, you know, it really gives you a shock because they were just wee boys, you know, most of them were just wee boys.
Well, how'd you do, Private Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside? And I'll rest for a while in the warm summer sun. Been walking all day, Lord, and I'm nearly done. And I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the glories fallen in 1916. I hope you died quick and I hope you died clean. Or Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered ye down? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes of the forest? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. And though you died back in 1916, to that loyal heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, forever enshrined behind some last pane? In an old photograph torn and tattered and stained and fading to yellow in a brown leather frame. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered ye down? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes of the forest? Well, the sun's shining now on these green fields of France. The warm wind blows gently, the red poppies dance. The trenches have vanished long under the plow. No gas and no barbed wire, no guns firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses in Newtwitten stand. The man's blind indifference to his fellow man. And a whole generation who were butchered and damned. Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered ye down? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes of the forest? and I can't help but wonder.